Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
shade by day, defense by night, shelter in the time of storm. No fear's alarm, no foe's affright, shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may
just the time I feel that I've been caught in the mire of self. Just the time I feel my mind's been bought by worldly wealth. That's when the breeze begins to blow, I know the Spirit's call, and all my worldly wanderings just melt into His love. And oh, I want to know You more. Deep within my soul, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You, to feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in Your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know You. Lord, I want to know You. When my daily deeds ordinarily lose life and song, my heart begins to bleed sensitivity. But set my home pace and face a shattered soul. Now the gentle arms of Jesus warm my hunger to be whole. Oh, I want to know you more. Deep within my soul, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you, to feel your heart and know your mind. Looking in your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know you. Lord, I want to know you. And I would give my final breath to know you in your death and resurrection. Oh, I want to know. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you
for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rib inside which flow be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and
this is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
Thank you.
unexpected storm may drive me from the high. It may bring me low, but it cannot bring me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again.
Is coming again, coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Of earth, tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Oh, coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
You're listening to Songs of Praise.
I thought I did what's right. I thought I had the answers. I thought I chose the surest road, but that road brought me here. So I put up a fight and told you how to help me. Now just when I could give it up, the truth is coming. To do what's best.
Try to do what's
now
best.
Faith has made it easy, easy to see the best thing I can do is put my trust in you.
See, thank you, Lord,
your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine
I am.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
A thousand times I've heard it as a shout of praise, three little words sung with joy from someone so amazed. But every now
go. angels were assembled before the throne, singing songs of worship to the Lord alone. As they cried, "Holy, holy," the heavens filled with glory. But they had to step aside when they heard a song arise. It made the Father smile to see His child come forth and start to sing. Redeemed, I am redeemed. The greatest song this mortal tongue. Saints were all assembled there in praise. The choir was softly singing, and every hand was raised. The preacher made his final plea to any heart who would believe. Then a hush fell on that place when a sinner felt his grace. Saints and angels did rejoice when the child began to lift his voice.
Redeemed, I am redeemed. The greatest song this mortal tongue can sing.
My skin.
schedule starts to fill with the plans I will do for this day. But God stills my voice, he calls, won't you stop a while and spend time with me? Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So much to do, my head hurts. But I need you, Jesus Christ, to come and fill my life with joy and meaning. All those other things can wait as I lay all my plans at your feet. For this time I spend with you gives me strength to make it through what I face. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And all these things shall be
spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
I know there are times when you're weary, and I know times may get hard. I know you may face tribulation, 'cause I've been right where you are. And in those times of trial, just call and I will be there, 'cause
I know
the burdens you bear. Have days of sunshine, and I know there will be rain. And I know you may have your share of heartaches, for I have felt all your pain. In those times of sorrow, just call and I will be there, 'cause I know. And I'll hear your prayer. In my word I've given the promise that nothing can keep us apart. No power on earth, no, there's nothing And I know you may face all the fires that life has to give. And I know that all things work together for good to those who live according to my purpose, for I have chosen you. And
I know
that I'll see you through. Oh, I know that I'll see you through.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Miracle of Forgiveness. John 10:9-11 says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Several years after my family returned from mission service in Africa, I was working in the North Pacific Union office in Portland, Oregon. The genocide in Rwanda had taken place about 4 years before this. When we heard about it, we felt sick. We had been to Rwanda. We thought it was an amazing country and had many Adventist friends there. One day, a visitor came to my office. Her name was Adele, and I noticed that she had a big scar on her forehead. Adele had just come from Rwanda to visit her daughter in the United States. She wanted to tell me her story. Adele had been married to an Adventist pastor in Rwanda. When the genocide started, she, her son, and her husband ran to the church with many other church members, thinking they would be protected there. Similar attacks, but on a much smaller scale, had happened years before, and at that time, the people had fled to the churches for safety. As the members were praying inside the church, thugs came and surrounded the building. You have to come out, they yelled to the people inside. They asked for the pastor, Adele's husband, so he came out. We're going to kill you, they said. Can I pray for you first, he asked. They agreed, and he prayed for them. Then they took a machete and dealt him a deadly blow to the head. In a reign of terror, the machetes and other weapons began swinging upon the defenseless church members. Adele looked over and saw her son raise his hand to wave goodbye to his mother. Just then, his arm was cut off. Moments later, he was hit and killed. All of a sudden, Adele went unconscious. She was hit in the head, and that's why she had a terrible scar. 3 days passed, and someone who was walking by saw a little movement among the piles of decaying bodies. The person went over, touched Adele's body, and found that it was still warm. She was still alive. They picked her up, put her in a little Toyota pickup, and took her to the dispensary. While she was recovering at this little hospital, she had a dream. In the dream, she was in heaven. Jesus spoke to her and said, "Look and see." She looked and saw her son and husband. Jesus said, "It's going to be all right. You're going to see your family in heaven." That assurance gave her such courage and hope. "It's the only way I survived all this," she told me later. Adele got well and returned home. About 4 years later, she was at the marketplace in her village. Looking down toward the end of the vendors' tables, she saw a young man with long, matted hair. He had been hiding out in the jungle. As she looked at him carefully, she recognized him as a young man that her husband had baptized. It was the same young man who had killed her son. Adele walked up to him, and he began to tremble. He thought, of course, that she had been killed in the genocide. "What are you going to do to me?" he quavered. People were starting to turn around and look. All Adele had to say was, "You killed my son." And they would have killed him right there. Instead, she said, "You come with me now." Trembling, the young man followed her to her house. "What are you going to do to me?" he asked again. "Just sit down," Adele said. She got some water and began to wash him and cut his hair and clean him up. She brought him some food. Then she brought out some of her son's clothes and said, "Put these on." "What are you going to do to me?" the young man repeated, almost frantic. With tears in her eyes, Adele said, "I have no one, and you have no one. You have killed my son, so now you must become my son." Then they had prayer together, and they wept together. About 6 months later, the young man was put in prison for killing other people. Every week, Adele would go to see this young man in prison and take him food and clothes. I have since been to Rwanda and visited Adele. She has told her story at my meetings there. It is an amazing story. Adele is a living example of the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of forgiveness. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 175. Through faith, we receive the grace of God. But faith is not our Saviour. It earns nothing. It is the hand by which we lay hold upon Christ and appropriate His merits, the remedy for sin. And we cannot even repent without the aid of the Spirit of God. The Scripture says of Christ, "Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a Prince and a Saviour, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins," Acts 5:31. Repentance comes from Christ as truly as does pardon. This story, entitled "The Miracle of Forgiveness," was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of how I bought my first house. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Many years ago, I had gone up to Cairns to help my mother move into a new house. At the time, her house that she had put up for sale in order to move to Cairns, the sale had actually fallen through, and it had been put up, the house that she was selling went up for sale again. And this put her in a tricky situation now, in that she'd signed to buy this new house, but she now didn't have all the money that she needed to buy the house. and she needed to raise some money. Now, at the time, the Australian government was offering a home savings scheme where if you saved up $500, and this was back in the early 1970s, if you saved up $500 for your first home, towards your first home, the government would match that with $500. But you had to show that you'd saved it over 2 years. And I'd done that, and I had my $500 there. But if I gave that $500 to my mother, she now had enough money to be able to move into her new house. And so she asked me about this, and so I gave her the $500. And I remember we moved in to our new house on a Friday. And that Friday evening, I went for a walk in the evening praying, because here I was, 27 years of age, I had, it might have been 26 years of age, I had now no money in the bank, no home, my mother was a widow, and I wondered, how would I ever get ahead? How could I ever get a home? Well, a couple of days later, the old man or elderly man who lived in the house next door to the house that my mother had just bought died, and his children came up to deal with the funeral and so forth. And my mother talked to them and said, what are you going to do with the house? And the children said, well, we're just going to sell it. And it was an older house. It hadn't been kept, really the maintenance hadn't been kept up to it, because this gentleman was well into his 80s, perhaps nearly 90. And so it was certainly in a rundown condition. And so my mother said to me, John, why don't you buy the house? And I said, well, how can I buy the house? And she said, well, look, you've helped me out. She said, if there's any money left over after I sell my house down at Boolaroo, and after I settle with the house that I've just bought here, you can have what is left over. So with that arrangement, she made arrangements with the people next door on my behalf. And not so long later, the house at Boolaroo sold. My mother was able to settle, and she had some money left over. Now, we had negotiated back in those days a price of $4,000 for the house next door. And and being a full-time university student at the time, well, on a research fellowship, I was a research fellow at the University of Tasmania, studying for a doctorate there. But I could go through the public trustee, and I can still remember that the total amount that we had to pay for the house was $4,112, and the check that my mum got from the solicitor as the leftover balance after settling for her house was $4,112. And so that's how I was able to buy my first house. I returned then to Tasmania, and it's interesting that my mother and brother sort of got in and renovated the house, and they were able to then rent the house, and my mother had that little bit of extra income to support her on the pension from the rent from that house. In the meantime, I met a lovely young lady and proposed to her, and we were able to sell the house up there and buy our own house where we settled when we were first married. So I praise the Lord for that spectacular answer to my prayer on that Friday night, how about a month later I actually owned a house outright. And I'd like to encourage people that there's no problem that's too big for God. We can take our problems to God, and He is there to look after us. This is just one of the many miracles that I've experienced in my life. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 141 is also a psalm of David. The theme for this psalm is, "Keep me away from wickedness." O Lord, as I cry out to you, please be quick to help me. Please hear me in my desperation. May my prayer as incense ascend to you, and may my uplifted hands be as the evening sacrifice. Keep watch over my mouth, O Lord. Put a guard to place over what I say. Do not let me become involved in anything evil, to put into practice the works of the devil, with those who do these things as a matter of course. And let me not be taken in by their choice of temptations. Let the righteous people discipline me severely, and I shall regard it as a kindness. Let them rebuke me, and it shall be like oil poured over me, as the anointing oil, a blessing on my head. For my prayer is still against the wicked things people do. Their rulers will come to their end as they are thrown over the cliff, for they take no notice of words that are wise. They said, just as the farmer ploughs and breaks up the earth, so our bones are scattered outside the tomb. But my whole being is focused on you, O Lord God. It is in you that I take my refuge. So do not leave me out in the cold. Keep me from the traps evil men set to snare my soul, from the traps of those who daily do wickedly. Instead, let them be caught in their own traps while I escape from the snares they have laid.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.